what we are looking for. There are many kinds of birds that fly into heaven, but I want you to think about two birds this morning. One of them is a vulture. And a vulture seeks dead things. Things that have died, things that are rotting, things that are just not good for us to think about seeking. And yet, in the spiritual realm, sometimes we become vultures and we seek after things that are not going to help us with life. They're going to bring death to us. We kill parts of our lives because of the things that we seek. And as we think about the spiritual kinds of things that we want to think about, we don't want to think like vultures think, because they spend their lives looking for dead things. But we have beautiful hummingbirds. Some of you have those feeders, and you'll sometimes have 10 hummingbirds flying around those feeders, and they are so beautiful. They're so neat. We love to talk about them. We love to look at them. And I have some friends that have a place outside their window, a big picture window, and they have rocking chairs sitting facing out. And that's where they read, that's where they study, but it's also where they bird watch. And one of the enjoyable things that they say is watching hummingbirds that come. And we like hummingbirds for a lot of reasons, but one of the things is, you know, those hummingbirds seek life. They seek freshness. They're not looking for dead things like vultures. They need things that are alive and things that are beautiful. Those flowers that they can go to and draw the sweetness from. That's how they get their life. By looking for those things that are alive and beautiful and wonderful. And as we think today about being thankful, we need to understand ourselves. There are many kinds of believers, and you could describe them in many ways. But for our purpose this morning, I just want you to think about two kinds of believers. And you have to decide where you fit into this kind of a description. There's a kind of believer that follows after foolishness, death, spiritual death, things that lead away from God, things that cannot help us be who we need to be. And so this kind of believer follows foolishness, but the other follows wisdom. Those things that are going to help us refresh our lives and build our lives and live our lives in great and godly ways. One of those kinds of believers develops old habits. That is, I'm looking at Ephesians chapter 4 as we're looking at some things from chapters 4 and 5 this morning. There are things that you have to put away. Those old attitudes about anger, about telling falsehoods, about living the kind of lifestyle that the Gentiles live. Put away those old things. But there are some believers that continue to follow after those things in pursuit of happiness. But what they are pursuing are old habits that lead away from God and lead away from the kind of life that they really would like to have. The kind of life that they are, in fact, pursuing. And then the other develops a new life. And we're told in the book of Ephesians that those things that are old habits we've got to put off, but we've got to put on new things. That new life calls for us to be honest and thoughtful and kind and speak to each other in gracious, loving ways, forgiving each other just like God in Christ forgave us. One of those kinds of believers is angry and ungrateful. They want to know where God is. Why are these negative, lousy, miserable things happening to me? And instead of being grateful for the things that they have and that are good, they're ungrateful, and their lifestyle is a lifestyle of anger and hurt and bitterness. But on the other hand, there are believers that sing songs of praise, that sing songs that bring joy to us. When we start thinking about songs that we sing regularly, what are they? What are those songs? Are they the top 10 songs that we love to listen to on the radio? Or do we think about those hymns that bring us in a relationship with God, in a relationship with each other, that make us who we want to be, who we need to be? Make us think about those kinds of things that bring us life and freshness. And that other person is a thanksgiver, not ungrateful, but thankful. And that's where we need to be in our lives as we look at who we are, thinking about who we are. And here's a maxim, a principle that is so true. You're going to find what you're looking for. If you are looking for foolishness and old habits, and you're looking to be angry and frustrated over the way life is, you're going to find it. If you've been looking for it, that's where you are this morning, sitting here before God to worship with a chance to join in with believers who are looking for the wisdom of God, who are trying to develop that newness of life that God wants us to have that brings us such greatness, such happiness, such joy. And people that are thankful. Thankful for the victory in Jesus that we just sang about. It's an old story. In fact, it's so old, and sometimes we hear it so many times we think we don't need to hear it anymore. We think we don't need to reconsider and think and give thanks again for what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. This morning, if you're sitting here thankful to God for the blessings that you have, thankful to be faithful in His kingdom, you are a person who's happy to be here, and what a neat blessing that is. But if, on the other hand, you're over there on the other side, wow, I am sad for you this morning, because it does frustrate you. Life frustrates you. Being here would be frustrating. And I'm sorry for you this morning. I hate that. I wish that I knew how, in some way, to wave a magic wand and help everyone want to be thankful and grateful and give thanks with a grateful heart. I want to give you three suggestions this morning that Paul gives in this particular chapter, Ephesians chapter 5, that can help us be those people that are looking for a great, fresh way of life. Number one, Paul says, be wise. That's hard for a guy like me. And the truth is, most of you are like me. Most of you have trouble sometimes looking and discerning what is the wise thing to do here. How should I live my life? How should I respond to these people? How should I enjoy my family? How should I develop relationships? How should I treat this person or that person? What kinds of things do I need to be thinking about this moment? Wisdom is hard to come by. Paul has this to say, look carefully how you walk. The word walk in the New Testament is talking about the way you live life. Look carefully. Be thoughtful about how you live life. When you get up and get out of this building, don't just go out there and go to some restaurant and eat without much thought about it. And don't go out making choices for what you're going to do this Thanksgiving holiday this week that many of you have off. Some of you will only have Thursday off, and I'm sorry about that for you. But we have great blessings out there, but they become greater blessings when we look carefully how we walk. Do not make unwise decisions when you walk out the door here today. But make wise decisions. How do you do that? Well, one of the things you do is make the best use of your time. Yesterday, it seems, I was a young guy of about 50. That was yesterday. And then the day before that, I was a young guy of about 25. And then the day before that, I was a young guy like these people over here in high school and loving life and enjoying life. And those days have gone so quickly. And what God wants me to do is to think carefully how I walk through life. How do I live life from this stage over here to this stage that I'm in? Make the best use of your time. It's a hard choice sometimes. And as we think about that, those days are going to pass away, and the days become evil. They become hard. They become difficulty. Remember what Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes. You remember the Creator in the days of your youth. Because you young folks, good looking, young, healthy, running, jumping, playing, are going to look like those of us who don't run and jump so much and play so much anymore. We don't see as well as we used to. We don't hear as well as we used to. And that's coming to you. You're going to get there if the Lord blesses you with life. You may laugh at those of us who can't do those great things you all do. And sometimes it's really funny and we laugh at ourselves. But I'm telling you, the days are coming that are hard and difficult. And so we all need to be thankful and grateful. But we will only be that if we are wise and if we make the best use of our time. So, do not be foolish, Paul says, but understand what the will of the Lord is. I'm telling you, you young folks that are getting ready to go through high school and finish high school, and you're going to go to college before long, and we have some college students in this room, you start thinking about what you want to learn, what you want to do for a living. I'm telling you, the greatest thing in this world that you can learn for a living is understanding what the will of the Lord is for you. And so we need that great blessing. So the first thing that Paul would encourage us to do this morning is to be wise. The second thing is to be sober. And I'm not about to preach a lesson here on social drinking or drunkenness or any of that, except to say God expects us to go through life, living life with a clear mind, with a thoughtful mind, with a mind that is free from that drunken state where we don't know what we're doing and we don't understand what life is about. You be sober. You be clear-minded. You be thinking about the serious nature of every decision that you make. Don't get drunk with wine because you can't think through life. You can't act clearly. You can't respond to life as you need to. Be filled with the Spirit of God. And if you're filled with the Spirit of God, you're going to be filled with the Spirit of thanksgiving. You're going to be filled with a spirit that is wise. And so being sober is a part of being wise. And then the third suggestion that I have this morning is to be thankful. I am so hoping that every one of us is thankful every day. Thankful for who you are, for where you've come from. Some of you have come from some difficult places in life. You may not have had a great mama like I did. You may not have had great brothers and sisters like I have. You may not feel like you have great friends like I feel like I have, many of whom are right here in this room. You may have had a hard life, but if you look at your life, there are so many blessings that are yours that you can be thankful for. And one of those this morning is to address one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. We have that chance every time we come together. You can't do that if you stay at home by yourself. You can't come with your brothers and sisters and address them in those great hymns. You can't raise questions like, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You see, there are people in this room that if we sing that song, they need to hear that question. and they need to respond to it. And they need to respond to the Lord with regard to that. And you start thinking about the many, many opportunities we have to worship together and the many songs that are so meaningful. We get caught up in, that's not entertaining, or that's not exactly the way I want it sung. And I confess, I'm with you. I'm with you there. I could tell you, and I may have told you before, I went to preach in a gospel meeting one time in this little building. It was a cloudy, stormy, rainy Sunday morning. The church had just had a split. They have dark paneling on the walls, and they have little light bulbs up there, and the room is dark. And the song leader led one of the most beautiful songs and meaningful songs. He led it in such a slow way. God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. Plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. What a great passage for us to think about our God and how marvelous He is and how wonderful He is. And I'm sitting there thinking, come on. It's going to be time for the thing to be over before we get through with this song. And I'm telling you what I was actually thinking. Instead of thinking about God, I'm thinking about the way this song is being sung. I'm going to guess some of you do the same kind of thing. And we miss out. I missed out on a great opportunity on that occasion to honestly say to those people, this church is in trouble. You had a humongous, awful, ugly split. But you could trust in a God that can plant His footsteps in the sea and ride over the storm that's covering your lives. I missed out on a great chance because of my attitude and my refusal at that point to address great people who needed to hear what that song had to say. Giving thanks always for everything to God the Father through Jesus Christ. This morning, very simple message. If you're going to be thankful, Paul is teaching us you'll be wise. You'll think about how you live life. And you'll think about using your time wisely. See, if there's someone in this room that needs to respond this morning to be baptized into Christ, you'll be wise thinking about what God has done for you and what you can gain from that so that you can begin to bless the lives of other people. Redeeming the time, using your life wisely. If you're unfaithful to God, surely you can see the lack of wisdom in that. Surely you can see how you are wasting precious time. How, if you're a parent, you may be wasting time to give a great and godly influence to your children when you're going in the other direction. And you may be saying to them, do like I say, don't do like I do. But they don't listen to what you say when they see what you do going in a different direction. Be sober, clear, thinking about life the way it should be thought about, and thankful for an opportunity this morning to do something about it. And that's why this next song is going to be sung. So if you're in this room and you need to make a public response to be baptized, to be restored to the Lord in fellowship with Him and His kingdom, that's what we hope and we will pray that you will do with thanksgiving in your heart. If you need, come as we stand and as we sing.